England is a common law country. Supposedly, it is a free country. Certainly in England, we would be highly aggrieved if at every street corner there was an agent of the state demanding to see our papers. Because show me your papers does not equal freedom of movement. Show me your papers equals permission for movement with a veiled threat of kidnap. The historic reason why the state may want to check your papers on every street corner is that they may be losing control of the country. So in a country that might be worried about losing control, that has a population that doesn't like to be asked to show their papers, they really just have two options. They either sit back, keep calm, and lose control over the country, or they sit back, keep calm, and check people's papers anyway, just without them knowing. Stealth paper checking. You can check their papers on every street corner, and every street, and every shop. In fact, why don't you check their papers while they're praying in a church? Imagine the human altercation when checking someone's papers while they're peacefully praying in a church. The guy would be so spiritually disturbed that he wouldn't be right for a week. And that's not good for business. No, it's better you have a system where you can pick his pockets whilst remaining totally outside of his perception. That is what the police call overt surveillance. They're not hiding it. In fact, it's quite intrusive, and they're right in your face. The police know that that sort of thing upsets people, so when they rolled out live facial recognition, they crafted a PR campaign to go along with it. They say that they have a watch list, and the camera extracts a biometric signature from your face, which it compares with the watch list to see if you need to be kidnapped and thrown in a cell. But don't worry, if you're not on the list, the system forgets you instantly in the blink of an eye, like nothing ever happened. You didn't feel their fingers forcing their way into your pockets, so what's the problem? But whether the checking of papers is done physically or by an AI machine blinking at you for a split second, the moral framework is actually the same. It's not a moral activity. If it were, people would actually enjoy it. But they don't. We don't like that sort of thing in England at all. And the state's solution to us not liking it is to scale it up by a factor of 100 and make it ever more difficult to see. They want to try and make it invisible because it's better if the human animals don't know their faces are being watched. Face watch. It's the facial recognition system used in high street shops. It is what's known as a BCRP, Business Crime Reduction Partnership. If you subscribe to Facewatch, they'll send somebody to help improve your lighting and to advise you on the best way to position your CCTV cameras to capture excellent biometric data. They actually use your existing cameras, and Facewatch does provide an AI black box to plug your CCTV into. Facewatch doesn't actually record any video. They process the video locally inside their black box, and they only transmit any biometric signatures that they have discovered. The Facewatch cloud has a subject of interest list, which is shared amongst other shops within a certain geographical area. If they suspect somebody of theft or antisocial behaviour, they can upload an image to the Facewatch cloud, and that is then shared with all of the other shops. so that that person will flag on all of their systems. That's the stuff most people already know. What you may not know is that the FaceWatch system has a provision for the Metropolitan Police. The police can add images to the FaceWatch cloud, but if someone on the police watch list gets flagged by any shop using FaceWatch, the alert actually gets sent directly to the police, and the person in the shop running the system won't even know that that person has been flagged. The shop has effectively become a police live facial recognition van that is totally covert and almost invisible. And when you think about it, the state has just gained a whole load more CCTV coverage without having to pay for any infrastructure. Of course, not every shop actually subscribes to the FaceWatch system, so the coverage is fairly patchy, but it is growing. It's growing like a cluster of neurons in a new digital brain. A few years ago, at Willesden Green Underground Station, they did a little experiment. Transport for London wanted to see if they could use their existing CCTV cameras and plug them into a special black box, an AI box, that would analyse people's behaviour, particularly fare evasion. In the olden days, if somebody pushes through the barriers, they used to confront them. But during the experiment, they decided to let them do it. You see, they wanted to capture behavioural data, and they would let them do it again and again over a number of weeks, the point being that they could then use that data to accurately predict exactly when that individual would turn up next and use that to target them for enforcement procedure. The British Transport Police, this is their headquarters, but they actually have a secret facility as well. It's a CCTV control centre where they monitor all of the railway network's cameras.
Yeah, but it's not allowed to film out, to film the building.
Am I speaking to a police officer or am I speaking to a security?
You're speaking to security.
Yeah, so maybe you don't understand that I am allowed to film out here. It's a public road.
Sorry?
I am allowed to film out here. It's a public road.
Yeah, you can film the road, not the building.
No, I definitely can film the building. Could I speak to a police officer, maybe? Could I speak to a police officer? The video I'm making is about BTPTOC ISP001. Right. I'll forgive you if you've never heard of
it. Is that
British Transport Police and Train Operating Company's information sharing protocol.
Okay, no worries. Yeah.
So it's basically just about, I mean, I've been
it's
all
over. It's a very in-depth policy that probably I'm not privy to.
It's just to do with basically the fact that you guys are monitoring all of the rail network CCTV.
We have access to it, yes.
Have some kind of control room somewhere, which I believe is like top secret. No one's supposed to know where it is because it's like a...
I wouldn't say top secret, but we generally don't broadcast facilities like that.
Obviously. Operational security and all that.
Exactly.
Train operating companies are private companies. It's a bit like a shop, really, except they sell travel rather than goods. And every single camera in the entire jurisdictional area of the British Transport Police goes live to their control centre. Every single train platform, every single stairwell, every corridor, every entranceway. You see those guys over there? In a minute, I'm going to go and find out what type of Axon body camera they have. I was just going to find like a normal police officer in town, but you can never find a police officer when you really need one. Those guys are a captured audience. They're stationed there, not allowed to leave. But first, let's meet the models. The Axon Body 1 from 2013, a real brick. VGA. The Axon Body 2 from 2015. A significant upgrade, 1080p, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Wow. The Axon Body 3 from 2019. 1080p still, but with LTE 4G live streaming and GPS. Very handy. And finally, the Axon Body 4 from 2023. 2K, big field of view, 4G live streaming, GPS, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Let's go over there and see what I got. Is it all right to approach? Thanks. I was just making a video over there about Axon. Most Met police officers seem to have the Axon Bodycam 3. I heard about the Axon Bodycam 4 and how much better it is than the number 3. I presumed that all police would have the number 4 by now, but they've all got number 3, so I was just trying to get...
rolled out to each command over time.
I figured that you guys would probably have the best equipment. Do you mind if I just take a short clip of it? Is that okay?
If you need to, that's fine.
Yeah.
I would ask
okay. It's going to be a very short clip because I've never seen one in reality.
That's fine.
The Axon Bodycam 4. And I know that these things have capabilities. They have some kind of AI assistant. Do they use that with you? Do you get to use that? Oh, so that's a yes. Wow, that's amazing. So I personally think, because I've got a passport, I'm a passport holder, which means that technically, even on my approach, people in your control room can use like retrospective facial recognition just to check that I am who I am. Or... are you sure? I mean, they can, whether or not they do.
Because they don't have access to be... They're not sitting behind a camera looking at... all the body-worn cameras from all the Met police.
They do that in America, you know. The Axon, what are they called? Live crime centres or something? They can literally, like, they see all the police officers on a map. Am I distracted? I don't want to distract you.
You're not.
And they can click on anyone and just have a look live straight through that camera. Thank you very much for being polite. Sorry for invading your privacy. Cheers. Have a good day, yeah? Thousands of body cameras streaming live to the cloud of Axon. Imagine what it must feel like to sit in one of their control rooms and be able to switch on any camera on any police officer in the city. At the moment, the Met are underfunded enough that they don't have that. But they will, give it a few years. Axon also have an AI black box that they provide to large companies that they can plug their CCTV into. It's called the Axon Fusus Core.
Setting up Fusus is fast, requires minimal hardware, and has no activation fees. You simply plug a Fusus Core into your existing camera or network, and within seconds, the video feed is analyzed, securely encrypted, and transmitted either by an ongoing live stream or on demand based on an alert.
On demand based on alert means that the authorities can look through the camera whenever they want. It's a bit like agents of the Matrix. If I were a person of interest, they could inhabit any camera near me. It's actually really creepy. Doorbell cameras, street cameras, shop cameras, even cameras at posh hotels, all controlled under one system. The FaceWatch cloud, the rail transport cloud, the Axon cloud, and maybe in the future, all the local councils are forced to have their CCTV on a cloud. It's when you start to tie all of those systems together, when you have all of those systems bound under a common blanket data sharing agreement, that you'll really start to see the beginnings of an all-seeing, all-knowing digital god.